Yeah, I hope all the elders out there that are, you know, what I mean, listening in, I hope you're all having the best NAIDOC you could possibly have. Yeah, I've got so much respect for my elders. Like, they've shaped me into the man I am today, and I try to pass on all that knowledge and wisdom that I've learnt over the years. I'm a peer educator for all the brothers in here, so I just try to you know, go about my business in the best way I can. I've had a lot of good role models in here over the years. You know, Mauser that's passed on, he's sort of played a big part in when I first come to jail. You know what I mean? Teach me the right way to go about my day-to-day business in here. And yeah, every time I talk about the brothers that we've lost, they sort of it fries my brain, you know, because we've lost a lot of good role models over the years. I'm just somebody that the boys can talk to if they're struggling in doing their jail a bit hard and got nobody to talk to, or, you know, just want to come and have a cuppa and have somebody that they could get some stuff off their chest to, and like they feel like they don't know the right way to go about asking officers for something, or they just need help getting in touch with family and all that. I can sort of direct them and help them make that contact with the officers in a way that is diplomatic between the prisoners and the officers. So that's what I do here, and I enjoy it because I like to help my people. And I came in a 17-year-old kid. I was a little boy in a men's jail, and for me, if I didn't have these people around me to show me the way to go about things, I would have just been come across as some little smart ass that was, you know what I mean, with a chip on his shoulder. So they taught me that there's a right way and a wrong way, and I try to hold myself in a way that the younger fellas now are going to look up to that and see that there's a way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. And I try to do everything the right way, you know what I mean, because we don't need to make our jail harder than it already has to be. We all got to grow up at some point. Some a little later than others, but I think now it's around about that time where, you know what I mean, I sort of step out of these chains and just give myself a life that I deserve and the parent that sort of my kids deserve, because I've missed out on all the milestones in their lives, you know what I mean? And sometimes when you've been doing this so long, like from youth training centre to adult prison, it became who I was, and for so many years it's nothing else mattered but the way I was seen as that person, you know what I mean? Like, we get so caught up in this, in the thirst for respect and all that stuff, but none of that matters, because respect of fellow inmates means nothing. You know what I mean? It does weigh you in here, but, you know what I mean, you're letting down everybody else that's so close to you. Like, I haven't seen my mum and my brothers in Shepparton for many, many years now, you know what I mean, because I'm spending all my time in here, you know, and I don't want to be that person no more, you know what I mean? Like, I stay in my cell most of the time here because I don't really want to associate with blokes in the unit, because it's just depressing, you know what I mean? It's just, you come out and you look around and it's just the same song and dance every single day, and you know what I mean? I'm just shattered that it took me 21, 22 years to see the bigger picture, but I'm glad that I'm finally at that crossroad where I'm, you know what I mean? I don't want to keep doing this stuff, so yeah, we'll see how we go, but you know, I'm definitely going to give it my all, but got to keep trying, and if I get knocked down, get back up and just keep going forward until I can put this in the past, because yeah, this ain't the place for our mob, you know what I mean? We deserve way better than this.